This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Officials in Beijing say people returning to the city from other parts of China must self-quarantine for 14 days. This as the country tries to stop the spread of the COVID-19 coronavirus. The state-run Beijing Daily reports those who fail to isolate themselves or violate other containment rules will be held accountable under the law. China's National Health Commission says the death toll from the infection now stands at more than 1,500. The commission has also confirmed more than 2,600 new cases, but that represents a drop from the numbers of recent days. Yesterday's figure topped 5,000. China's President Xi Jinping is calling for stronger public health legislation, stressing the need to close loopholes, which he said have been exposed by the epidemic. France today announced its first coronavirus death. The victim was an 80-year-old Chinese tourist hospitalized since late January. There is good news centered on China's healthcare workers. Their infection rate has dropped dramatically. The World Health Organization is trying to reason out why and how what is learned could help the wider at-risk population. Here's Lisa Schlein for VOA in Geneva.
Executive Director of WHO Health Emergencies Michael Ryan says it is not unusual for health workers to become infected during disease outbreaks. He says the WHO and China are exploring the time period in which the infections have occurred.
Our understanding is that the cases amongst health workers peaked in the third and fourth week of January, and there's been a rapid fall off in the number of cases that have occurred in health workers in the last 2 weeks. This may reflect increased levels of training, increased levels of protection, and also increased levels of awareness.
The WHO says a joint mission with China on COVID-19 is moving forward. It says 12 international and WHO experts will arrive in China in the next few days. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
More news at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News.